One of the interesting things that I've learned over the past month when talking to peers and students and friends is that for most of us, there has been an increase in the number of meals that we have shared together with other people. That there has been an increase in the number of meals that we've shared, including all three meals, breakfast and lunch and dinner. That in general, in our busy lives, in our lives where we go to work and when we go to school, very often the meals that we experience are not meals that we experience with other people. Sometimes we have a quick lunch on the go, we pick something up, we're eating it in an office. We eat it by ourselves, whatever it might be. Very often, there's normally one meal of the day where we hopefully eat with other people, whether it's breakfast or dinner. But for sure, for lunch, many people are running around on their experiences and are eating a quick lunch on the go. And so one of the interesting things that I've noticed over the past month is that when I talk to people, they say that they're sharing more meals with other people. And what it's caused me to think about is a Mishnah in Parak Gimel of Pirkei Avos, really Mishnayot Bet and Gimel, which both discuss the potential and the danger in having meals with other people. Of course, in general, in Judaism, we have a large focus on eating with other people. We have the concept of zimun, the concept of benching together after we have meals together. And in general, having meals with other people is something that is always desired and always appreciated in Judaism. That being said, we're warned in Mishnah Bet and Perek Gimel of Pirkei Avos by Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion omer, Shnaim sheyoshvin ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah, harizem moshav leitzim. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion warns us and says, if two people sit together, whether it's to just sit together or whether it's to eat together, and there is not words of Torah that is exchanged between them, their experience together is called a moshav leitzim, based on a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, u'b'moshav leitzim lo yashav. Now, what exactly is a moshav leitzim? What exactly is this seating, this sit location of leitzim? What exactly are leitzim? And so I'm not going to define leitzim, which if you go into Safaria, they'll define for you as scorners, as people that are scornful. But in reality, the Radak presents us with a more comprehensive definition of what exactly leitzim are. Says the Radak, commenting actually on the first pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, where the pasuk tells us b'moshav leitzim lo yashav, that they did not sit amongst the scorners. The Radak explains halitzim heim ha'arumim b'de'a l're'a u'mitzga'im u'mitzvarim ra'ud al b'nei adam v'notznim dofei v'mum b'hem u'megalim sod ze laze. V'ha'inyan hazel anshei b'teilim yoshev kranot. Says the Radak, leitzim, the scornful, are those that are crafty in their knowledge of evil, who boast to other people, who speak evilly about other people, who slander and blame other people, and who reveal secrets to one another. And the Radak continues and says, this refers to people that are idle, that people just sit on the street corners and just have meaningless conversations, that have meaningless conversations that are not only meaningless, but actually are harmful to other people. And what I find very powerful and very interesting about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion's statement in Pirkei Avos Mishnah Bet is that what he says is, Harizem Moshav Leitzim, that when you sit together with another person, when one sits together with another person and there is not divrei Torah that is exchanged between them, they are not only transforming their experience into something that may not be as meaningful as if they were to exchange words of Torah, but also they're doing is they're creating an environment that turns into a moshav leitzim. They may not be leitzim themselves. They may not picture themselves to be the type of people that I just described that the Radak explains that leitzim are. But when people interact in such a way where divrei Torah are not exchanged amongst them, it becomes a moshav leitzim. That environment is transformed into that experience. Rabbeinu Yonah explains exactly how they do this. Rabbeinu Yonah explains exactly how one does this. Why exactly does it become Moshav Leitzim when people that sit together and do not talk about words of Torah, how does it actually become that? And so Rabbeinu Yonah explains that in reality, when people sit down together and only talk about empty words and don't talk about words of Torah, what they're doing in essence is removing Ol Malchus Shamayim from upon them. And that it's not only that they're not doing Malacha at the time, that they're just sitting around and taking a break from their work, but they're also then not using that free time to talk about words of Torah. They're then using that time to talk about something that's for idle, right? That there's no designated purpose for the experience. And so therefore, says Rabbi Yonah, when people sit down to have idle conversations that are not focused on something productive, whether it's work or words of Torah, it becomes a moshav litzim. And yet the Mishnah provides to us the other opportunity that happens when we sit down. Yes, there is a danger every time we sit down at a meal that our conversations are going to turn to idle conversations and will look like we're demonstrating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're releasing ourselves as Ol Malchut Shamayim, that it'll look like we're trying to create environments that are Moshav Leitzim where the conversation is just idle. But yet we're given an inspiration by the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanan ben Tradun doesn't stop there, but rather says, Aval Shnaim She Yoshvim B'yesh B'neihem Divrei Torah Shechina Shruya B'neihem. Rabbi Chanan ben Tradun continues, but actually says, two people that sit down and they do speak words of Torah, the Shechina is with them. And so every single time we sit down, we have the opportunity. We have the opportunity to either partake or to create a Moshav Leitzim, but we also have the opportunity for our Kadosh Baruch Hu to dwell amongst us. And so this back and forth of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradun, of the potential pitfalls and potential opportunities that exist when we sit down for meals, that is something that we should not take lightly, especially in this climate where we may be sitting down for more meals with people than we're used to, and we may feel like, I just want to sit here and take a break. And that's totally fine to just sit down and take a break. But at the same time, we have to recognize that every single time we sit down for a meal, we have an obligation. We have a desire from our neshama to have discuss words of Torah, and that we should take the opportunity to discuss those words of Torah. What's fascinating is that this conversation about the potential opportunities and pitfalls that come when we sit down for meals, when we sit down with other people, is actually expanded upon by Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in Mishnah Gimel in Pirkei Avos Perek Gimel says, Shlosha she'achlu al shulchan echad, three people that ate together at one table, v'lo amru alav divrei Torah, but didn't say any words of Torah there, it's as if they ate from the karbanos of dead people. It's as if they ate from the sacrifices offered to the dead. But Rabbi Shimon also has another statement about the potential opportunity of sitting down. And what he says is, Shlosha she'achlu al shulchan echad v'amru alav divrei Torah, ki'ilu achlu mishulchano shel makom baruch hu. That if we sit down and we have words of Torah at our meals, when we eat with each other, it's as if we ate from the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, every single time that we sit down with our friends, we sit down with our family members, we sit down with each other, we have to keep in mind that we have this incredible opportunity. We have an opportunity to sit together, to eat together, to transform our environment. The power to transform an environment is so powerful. We have the opportunity to transform an environment into one where our Kadosh Baruch Hu is present with us, as Rabbi Chanina ben Tradun says, and one where it's as if we're eating directly from the table of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if we're eating directly with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, we have to be careful. We have to be careful of the dangers that if we sit down and we do not exchange Divrei Torah, we have the potential to transform our environment into an environment of leitzim, into an environment that is negative, is filthy, is filled with negative impressions. And so therefore, as we continue in this time period of social distancing, where many of us are in our houses more frequently and hopefully surrounded by more people and hopefully having meals with other people, right? Even though we're socially distancing ourselves from people outside our homes, it's definitely important to spend time with the people that are inside our homes to continue that socialization. And even if we're just having meals with people over Zoom, right? I know that some people have shared with me that they eat their lunch with their friends and they sit right over Zoom. But I think what's important to stress is that I think this obligation of either turning our environments into Moshav Leitzim, which hopefully we're not, or transforming our environments into ones that the Shechina Shruya Beinayim, that the Shechina is there amongst them. But that applies not only in our experiences when we're sitting around our table, but also in our experiences in Zoom, and experiences of FaceTime and WhatsApp, and when we share our time with other people distantly, but also connected. So wishing all of you a wonderful day, a week, where your meals are opportunities to connect not only to the people that are there with you, but to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and turn it into an environment where we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina with us. The same way that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at all times, to really feel the palpable Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by sharing Divrei Torah, by sharing words of Torah with each other. Have a wonderful day.